What's up, guys? Welcome back to Anything But Credible, aka the ABC Pod. My name is Dugues. I got the crew with me. Griff, Keith, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Dugan?
What up?
Now, we also got, we brought back the infamous John Hapes. What's up,
the dirty dog
himself?
What's
going on?
How you doing,
what
man?
Up, dude?
What up?
How you doing?
Oh, man, living the dream.
Good. Hey, listen, I got to say this before we even go any further. For everyone listening out there, if you can hear this a humming or a buzz or some kind of background noise, white, it might sound like white noise, something. I don't know if you can hear that right there. There's literally a helicopter manhunt going on directly above my apartment right now in Soulard. John, you were saying as you walked in here to record, you heard gunshots.
Yeah, I was on the phone. Just decided to stop outside of Nick's house and pop, 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 pop. And it wasn't fireworks, guys. This is not fireworks.
And so I kind of was just like, okay, John, you know, whatever, man. You know, you hear those sounds, you know, not all the time, but you hear them. And then all of a sudden, the chopper just literally is hovering. He comes by, and I'm like, oh, shit. Then all of a sudden, he hovers and stops directly over where me and John are standing. We're looking straight up at this thing. It's got the little spotlight going and stuff. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. So if you can hear that in the background, we apologize.
Then Keith showed up.
I kind of like it. It gives us a whole the good morning
John,
Vietnam.
What are you
effect,
trying to say here, man?
Is that a good thing?
It's a nice Robin Williams. Good morning.
Okay. Suspect.
I assure you, I am not a suspect in this crime.
Sociopath, known to shoot people.
Hey, well, man. Hey. Listen, I don't want that kind of rep.
Just imagine how crazy it'd be if like somebody just kicks in our door right now and it's just
Keith. It knows you.
They finally caught me then, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I've been on the run for Keith 26
just,
years.
Keith just did some dirty work, and he's like, fuck, I got to stop robbing this bank. I got a podcast to do.
Hey, guys, can we quit talking about this?
Did you put on your
Did
you put on your red wig first before you walked in?
Nice.
We won't play until Tuesday, man. You got a long time to get out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Damn.
Okay, so we got that covered out the way. Guys, it's been a week. Griff, Keith, how you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm going to Mexico now since what? I'm a suspect.
Oh, vacation. So,
yeah. I took that seriously for a second also.
You kidding me? I can't afford that.
A little vacay.
That'd be nice.
I don't even have a passport, so
yeah,
that's impossible.
Either. Might want to do that.
Yeah, I should look into getting one.
Yeah, if you're living this life of crime, you should have a passport ready.
There is no wall yet, by the way.
Not yet.
But that means they can track me, bro. But
they're putting a nice door in though, John. They said it's going to be a big, beautiful door.
Oh, speaking of doors, man. So, for some reason today, Chuck Norris jokes were brought up.
Yeah.
And obviously just started looking them up. But my favorite one popped up, first page. Chuck Norris can slam a revolving door. It was just great, dude.
I've heard that one before. Yeah.
Wait, out of all the Chuck Norris jokes and memes, that's your favorite one?
Yeah, it's one of them. The other one is...
It's a weird guy.
Yeah, it is a weird one.
The other one was Chuck Norris punched a horse and... the descendants are now giraffes. That was always a great one.
Well, I was always wondering where giraffes came from. So.
Chuck Norris punching a horse. A yeah,
you had it.
Science.
Yeah,
I got something, man. And John, I want to ask you about this because I know that you're a regular gym rat, right?
Oh Jesus!
He's looking over there, all buff and stuff over there.
Stop, swole. Stop that. The dude is swole.
He's yoked, dude. John, I got it. Throughout your time going to the gym, man, I don't know. I just feel like people at the gym are, that's just like when the inner weird comes out.
When the inner weird.
You know what I'm saying? Like people just do weird shit and I don't even think they realize it, but I'm sitting there, there's people watching all the time at the gym. I'm people watching, man, because I swear to God, people are just so weird, dude. Like you got the guys going in there, like you got these really big guys that are literally just big. They're not like muscular. They're just big, but they're wearing like the smallest teeny weeny shirts. Like
the meatballs.
They're wearing the sleeveless shirts, like the wife beaters, but they're like the super skinny straps to make your shoulders look big. But they're just like fat. I just want to be like, dude, you're kind of just big. Okay, so that cracks me up. Then you got the really fit people are over there. The other day I went to the gym last Saturday. I just saw it was crazy, man. These people, like guys and girls, just ripped, like really ripped people, were just like blatantly taking like shirt lifting up selfies. I mean, in the middle of the gym, just flex. You ever seen anybody do anything?
Just
like
straight
that?
Douchebags.
Just getting it. Yeah. Just like in the middle. Like, people. It's almost like they're sticking their phone straight up in the air.
And they'll tell you, like, I work hard for this. Yeah. You know, it's like, I didn't ask to talk to you at all. Cool. Please don't.
And I'm sitting over there lifting like, oh, wow, they really just don't care at all. That's hilarious.
No shame. I just did that, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. Like, yeah.
If you're going to be that big of a douche, wait till you get home. Like, take your shirt selfies at home.
Exactly. Just,
come on. Right.
And here's what really got me, though, John. So I'm sitting there, right? And all of a sudden, I look over to my right, and I see this dude, probably like 50 years old. For a 50-year-old, he was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, he wasn't like a bodybuilder, you know? And I look over there, and he's on one of those, well, it's like the cable machines.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what I mean?
So he's doing all these things. And I look away, and I look back. I'm like, what? Wait a second. This old dude's wearing like a compression shirt that you wear like under like a basketball jersey, like one of those super tight, like an Under Armour thing. Yeah, you know, okay, I'm like, okay.
Tommy Copper, perhaps.
Then my eyes.
He is over 50, so that makes sense.
Right.
Then my eyes slowly roll down. All of a sudden, I see what he's wearing.
Compression?
Not even just compression shorts. The ultimate, the biker compression.
Oh, no, bro.
Those are the super tight, and they're the ones that only go up to about right here, high thigh, right past your groin. They're like almost like underwear, but they're biker shorts.
Gross.
And he's in there just like lifting and moving, and I'm like, oh my god!
Try not to look like fat person bends over at the mall. You look on accident. You're like, why the fuck? I just look at that.
Exactly. What is wrong with me?
Jeez. I can't stop looking at it.
Exactly. And
it's
then
like a car crash. You know, you don't want to see it, but you gotta look.
And then I was just like, I'm gonna call it a day. I think I gotta go.
I gotta get out of here.
And the first thing I thought of was like, why are people at the gym so? They're so weird, man.
Oh, man. There's a bunch of videos about that.
Or is it just me?
No, I think you're probably right. They're all jacked up on their pre-workout. They're out of their minds. Who knows?
That pre-workout is no joke,
insane.
Man.
It's insane.
I can't take it.
No, I would love to see you on some pre-workout.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. You don't want to see me, actually. I'm like the fucking Energizer Bunny, dude. Like, literally just I would fucking run around in circles.
My heart just, like, beat out of my chest.
It's like cocaine for working out.
But, yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I think these people are just really self-absorbed.
I just think it's funny. I mean, people probably like, yeah, I probably think I'm weird, but yeah, it's just funny because, you know, my thing is like wherever I go, if I go to events and stuff, like I'm all about people watching. Like that's one of my favorite all-time hobbies, all the time. And
I'll tell you, man, I get hyped up.
There's no one better to do that at than the gym.
Oh, for sure. Because now the gym with all the headphones and all the like the music and stuff, it's no longer like a group activity. This is individualized activities, and you don't give a fuck. Like, this is your space on your machine or whatever, and you do whatever.
You're so in your own zone, man. That's what these people,
Every treadmill
I'll admit it, that I've like had trouble like not getting too pumped up to where I like show like emotions to a rock song or something. But never would I be like taking selfies or like screaming. Like there's people that just fucking and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Dude. Like I just heard that over my music. Now I'm gonna go over there because you just scared the shit out of me.
You're the kind of guy that just silently stares at himself in the mirror for about 30 to 60 seconds at a time.
Wait, me?
Yeah. No. That guy.
I try not to look.
You're the
guy
that does a set and then just stares for about 3 minutes.
I just look at him.
How are you supposed to know if you're doing it right?
No, not afterwards.
It's all about technique, bro.
After. Just do the admire. Set and you stare.
How am I supposed to know that I did it right?
Admire, like on arm day?
That's what it is.
I'm going to wear my sleeveless today because it's arm day. Yeah.
Keith, we know these struggles. We know these struggles.
Yeah, you know.
I'm more of a ground looker. I look at the ground a lot when I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then I noticed that the mats you're using probably are dirtier than the ground. Because think about all the sweat and shit that people are dripping off on those mats because it's more comfortable. The ground's probably fucking cleaner.
Probably, yeah.
Might be.
Is it a struggle to get up and go to the fridge, Tim?
It's hard. Because
I know it's a struggle for me sometimes, man.
Yeah, somehow I soldier through. But yeah.
Yeah, same here, bro.
It's rough.
You survive barely.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a survivor.
Dude, yeah, you might pull a groin doing it or something, you know?
You might.
Or pull a hammy.
You don't know.
It's no good.
Well,
you got to stay hydrated. That's the key.
All right,
that is the key.
Let me tell you this, guys. I got a serious question for all you guys, all three of you, too.
All three of you, too?
What did I say? All three of you, yeah. This is a very serious question, and I need to know because it just popped in my head the other day. Do you spell the word gray, the color gray, with G-R-A-Y or G-R-E-Y?
E-Y.
John? Yeah, I'm more of an EY myself.
Is that a real way to spell it?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Well, there's two different ways. Yeah, but what's the difference? Well.
They signify the same thing.
Fuck?
You didn't know that?
No.
So it came. That's what it came across, and I was like, wait a second. Who does that? And I think it's just like a British thing.
Probably.
Like really? How they spell color differently.
They spell tons of things differently.
Yeah, I don't care.
Can't think of anything off the top of my head.
I was just wondering because, I mean.
You wear gray today.
You know how.
That was an AY.
Wait, was that a British accent?
Actually, yeah. I might have went Australian on that one. I don't really know.
Keith, totally give us a British accent. You're our accent.
Come on.
Keith
the accent man.
No.
Come on.
Just give me a sentence.
I don't have a British one.
Using gray, just give me a sentence.
Dude, gray? Like, I don't know.
Oh, he's not. All right,
you want some tea and crumpets?
Is that a gray blouse?
Okay. All right. Okay. So, you know, people, I was just thinking people misuse like their, you know, and how to use your, you know, the different forms.
Oh, speaking of your, and, I have a really good story about your. Okay. Sorry to go off on a tangent here, but. There's this dude I know, and he's got "your next" tattooed on his knuckles.
Right.
Y-O-U-R. Wow. Y-O-U-R. It's like, pisses me off.
Didn't think that one through.
How serious?
No, not at all.
So I own next?
So he owns next.
Yeah, you can't brought next.
It up, but like how serious?
Did we bring this up? I don't know.
How serious of a guy do you have to be to get "your next" on your wrist?
Serious guy.
I mean, like, you gotta at least try to mean like you mean business. Yes. You know,
I'm not taking you serious.
Yeah. That's not a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty tatted up, so yeah, he's a scary guy.
Yeah, I would imagine
it's like in his 50s, you know,
and he has your
he used to be about that life.
I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. One of those guys.
He's older too, so back then tattoos actually
meant something.
It wasn't like our millennial generation were.
Can you just imagine?
I feel like a weirdo for not having tattoos.
Griff, I know this, Griff, for you.
I don't want them, but
this would drive you crazy. Like, can you imagine living your life for like 30 years knowing that your tattoos right here are spelt wrong? You're using the wrong phrase.
I'd lose my mind.
You would lose it. You would get that changed.
He probably doesn't know.
There's no way that Griff, he knows. I'm sure Keith probably brings it up to him every time he sees
him. Oh, yeah, I point it out to him for sure. Like, you want to put an apostrophe, like, E somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, can we get one on the inside of or like on the outside. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I would, even if I couldn't get that laser thing, I'd find a way.
I know. I knew it would bug you. It would really bug you.
It would really drive me nuts.
Get red ink with an arrow.
Just a little R apostrophe up there.
That's so funny, man.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I saw a guy today that just had a giant teardrop today. Ooh. Just a giant one. It wasn't just like one little one.
I think that means he murdered a fat guy.
But he was working in the restaurant in Clayton. Like, that's what I didn't understand. It's like, how did you even get hired? Like, I'm uncomfortable
because
you just came by my table with a teardrop. Like, I thought I was going to get murdered.
Yeah.
John, that's some serious stereotyping going on right there.
That was stereotyping. I didn't say what color he was.
Everybody knows what teardrops are supposed to signify. So
that's true. It is a known thing, right? Well, I don't know.
For some people, it can mean... I've heard different things, right?
Yeah.
People you killed or like one of your homies said that.
Yeah, okay, like a RIP thing.
Yeah,
I think
it depends if it's filled in or not.
I'm with John on this one. I'm going to treat you a different way if you have a face tat and a neck tat.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's not a teardrop, like any tattoo on your face, I don't want you around me in the general vicinity because you're fucked up.
It's crazy. You got to be a little nutty, man. You got to be a little nutty for sure. Yeah,
that's some hardcore shit, man.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, well, good stuff, man. John, you got anything before we move on to the theory of the week? You got anything going on with you? Anything needs to be said?
I'm just glad to be here, man.
Yeah?
Just glad to be here.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah. So glad to have you, Johnny boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't have any interesting stories lately. I mean, maybe I do, but just off the top of my head, man, I mean, shit.
Well, we'll get into them.
Oh, yeah. They'll come up. Like, I just came from this bar and this guy. You know the talkers that just talk forever and they don't realize that their stories go too long?
Yeah.
And they like basically ruin your life for while you're listening to them, but they don't even realize that they're doing it, you know? And then you're like, I really like you, you're my friend, but you're actually wasting part of my life right now. Like, if you have enough time to think about that, like, what the fuck you do, you know? And I felt too bad, so I listened to the guy for probably 45 minutes.
45?
We were there for an hour. I talked for maybe, you know, 7-8 minutes. He talked for the other 52, and then I left.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Man, I wish...
That's pretty bad.
Well, you know what's really bad about that, Griff, is anyone that knows John Habes, for to have an hour conversation and for him to only speak for about 10 minutes, is that's...
Shocking.
That might be a miracle.
Exactly.
Right there.
That's a miracle. That's right exactly there. My point, guys.
I was sitting there thinking, like, I'm kind of one of those guys that might talk too much sometimes.
No, no, no.
But 45 minutes, no way.
Griff, I've never had a conversation with you that lasted more than... Even when we were out all night, I've never had a conversation that lasted more than 25 minutes with you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an appropriate length.
Yeah.
It's a good,
it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Shit, man. I was just like, it was almost ignorant because I have ADD like a mother, right? So,
yeah.
Like, I was clearly not listening to him.
Yeah.
You know, clearly about 4 minutes in.
John's like looking around. He's like talking to other people. Like,
dead serious.
Talking to the bartender or the waitress for sure. He always talks to the waitress.
I did, actually.
I've noticed. Probably more of it ends with an ESS.
Yeah. Well, that's a guarantee. Right? Yeah, well, we'll get into that stuff.
Anyways.
Yeah, well, it'll come up.
That was the only thing I had on my mind.
Let's get into the good stuff. Keith, you got the theory of the week for us this week, right?
Yes, I do. Okay.
Hit me with some truth.
Conspiracy theory of the week?
Yeah.
Is the conspiracy behind the term conspiracy theory?
What?
No!
Yes.
This is like a double layer thing, man.
Yeah, we're going deep.
It's like a dream within a dream.
Inception. It's like a conspiracy theory-ception.
So in 1967, the New York Times, under the Freedom of Information Act, got CIA documents that stated that any conspiracy theory, because I guess it used to be normal to just have conspiracies.
Of course,
like, our nation was kind of built off of conspiracies.
Sure.
So... It was normal, but then the CIA had a campaign against conspiracy theorists that didn't fit their narrative.
Of course.
So they made the term conspiracy theory up to, I guess, like...
Discredit
the people that were coming up with these conspiracy theories.
It was like a negative. Like a negative term.
Yes, they made it into a negative term.
Interesting.
And they pretty much attacked these people... Until, they just shut up about it or they killed him, pretty much. And
Jesus.
There's an actual document on this webpage from the CIA. So we will definitely put this out once it's over. And so what are you guys' thoughts? Are we crazy for talking about conspiracy theories?
No.
No.
I've actually heard about this before. And it's definitely true. This is actually one that I'll give 100%.
Whoa!
And I know this to be actually factual. Well, it's kind of like calling someone a tinfoil hat. That like someone busts out a theory and you're like, tinfoil hat.
Calling them loopy, loony.
Yeah, they're drawing at straws and stuff. So, yeah, even legitimate conspiracy theorists, once you label them with that conspiracy theorist, they're not going to be taken seriously so much anymore.
Well, I have a question. Can we
some of them shouldn't be. Some of them should be.
Yeah.
So, can we talk about like how you started? Can we talk about the before when you would you say 67 or something? Like, what do you mean that it was just like I'm having a hard time imagining the time of where conspiracy theorists did not have the connotation that it has today. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? Like,
They always existed, right? Though, because like there's conspiracy theories around Jesse James. There's conspiracy theories around historical figures.
Yeah. So we're saying that the government was like, hey, these guys are kind of catching on to some stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right. These guys aren't that crazy.
Let's kill them.
It's that misdirection bullshit again.
Yeah, there's some messed up stuff going on with the government, and they want to hide it from you.
So, 67, I mean, we're talking around.
Well, it was 76 when the documents got released, but the CIA papers coined the term in 67.
I mean, in the Cold War, we were up to some sketchy shit.
So, there's no doubt about it.
Bay of Pigs.
That was before
attempts on
67, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that was 50s, right?
The Cold War?
Yeah.
It lasted from after World War II.
That's right.
It lasted until right before we were born.
Basically. I forget about that. It lasted super long.
It ended with Reagan.
And some would say it's still going on, actually.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
But the fall of the Berlin Wall is what most people would mark as the end of the Cold War.
Yeah. So between this time, a lot of crazy shit happened. And... I believe this to be 100% real, and like modern day conspiracy theorists, they could be on to some things.
You gotta be careful.
Like, we've talked about this before. Yeah,
that's right. Why this is such an effective thing, because some of them are crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, there's no doubt about it.
So if you just start lumping in tons of people into one category, you can discredit some people that shouldn't be discredited, right?
Yes.
But discredit lots of people who should be discredited.
I mean, I'm a believer in when there's smoke, there's fire.
Sometimes.
So I tend to agree with some of them, not all of them, obviously.
And we have to have the conversation about something going on in the world today.
Yeah, like a Pizzagate type deal.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, the Russian conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Smoke there.
Yeah, I still don't know about that one, man. I just wish the truth would come out.
Me too. Michael Flynn.
I don't really give a fuck. This narrative's been going on for like 9 months now. Yeah. I'm tired of it.
Michael Flynn saying he's gonna testify for immunity. Well, so
listen, let's see it.
Maybe he'll get killed.
Maybe.
Dude, well, it's yeah, awesome. Here's where I'm at with this is I'm going super could high with you guys smoke. Too. But
No fire.
I hear you, John. That was a good joke. I like that.
Could be a false flag. We've talked about that.
Vapor, bros.
My thing is how many times the government, it's known that the government has done this throughout our long history, numerous times. I mean, we talk about, as far as turning things, I mean, the weed propaganda back in the day, I don't know. That's just one thing.
Reefer madness.
A bunch of stuff, right? Where if it doesn't fit their agenda or maybe their agenda is getting exposed, either one of those.
Yeah.
We've seen this before where it's kind of like, no, actually, you guys are bad guys. And everyone, look, that's a bad guy right there. See that guy?
Exactly, it's a dude. Bad guy. It's all about the misdirection, man.
Oh, yeah. Us. We didn't do it. No. John's the bad guy. Not us. Yeah. John Habes is the bad guy.
Clearly.
You always need a bad guy. But yeah. So any intelligence organization that's worth their salt at all is going to have misinformation campaigns. Because to screw with the enemy, you want them thinking, something else is going on.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately, sometimes you want to do that to your own people also. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's the big issue.
John, where are you at on this? I mean,
I just have a weird question about it.
Yeah. What's up?
Really, like this misinformation thing and everything. So we show all of our weapons. And that's what's so
weird. No, we don't.
No,
right,
we don't.
Of course, so we don't then, right? But I just like, so I was in Coronado and there's Navy SEALs like on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, and there's helicopters flying down the beach because there's a base there or whatever for Navy SEALs, and everybody knows that.
Right.
Yeah.
Why the hell do we show the most violent weapon that we have as those people? Why do we fucking know where
they are? This is the United States lifting up their shirt and taking a picture at the gym.
Exactly.
They want everybody else to see how swole they are.
Flexing.
Because you ain't going to step to them.
Yeah.
But you don't even know how swole they really are.
Yeah, flexing.
Like, they have a million other things behind closed doors. But yeah, they have to have a posture to be the tough guy in the room. Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, that was a good way to put that.
I don't necessarily think it's that, though, guys. I don't think it's us flexing our muscle, showing everybody. I think these people just have to train somewhere.
Well, that's...
And it's more of a transparency issue.
I think it's a little bit of both.
It's both. How come we have, whenever North Korea does something bad, we do training operations in the Korean Sea right off there? Like, there we do
well,
this...
Well, that's not a theory. That's just a show of
I'm
power.
I'm not saying that.
I guess that's what you're trying to say.
So it's both.
Yeah.
We need training operations, and we want anybody that's going to step off, we want them to see what we're capable of.
Very true. Yes. So. Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, I got a question.
I think it's weird.
I got a question. And this kind of goes back to what Keith said, like, so what do you guys think? So I think it was Griff that said it, with the tinfoil hat and stuff. Do you think, obviously, I think conspiracy theorists, they still have a little bit of a loony meaning and backing to it now, but not, sure. I mean, obviously not anywhere near what it was.
That's what they want you to think.
We've told stories about dinosaurs building pyramids.
But I'm asking you guys, like, how crazy do you think, if someone was like, I think Griff might get actually offended if somebody called him a legit conspiracy theorist.
Because I'm certainly not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would be. Like, what are you talking about?
But why is that? Because does that imply that you're weird?
Because if I'm going to make an argument, it's going to be like a fact-based argument and not based on a ton of speculation.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not even getting into all the backing or anything. I just think if somebody calls you that, would you get upset because that implies that you're
I would
weird?
Say there are conspiracies, I believe. There are actual conspiracies, which just mean there's more than one person cooperating on something, really. That's all a conspiracy is. Now, do I believe in the very loony ones? No. I'd say... Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying, though?
I
like
do.
The implication
I do.
I see what you're
it.
Saying.
Of course there
it's
are...
like, do you take offense to it
yes,
personally?
Yes.
That's why it's
that
clever.
That kind of determines on how crazy or weird you think it is. Like what Keith was saying. Back then, people were like, oh my God. They're like, John, I heard John Habes was a conspiracy theorist. And everyone would go, oh, let's leave. You know, now, where are we at now is what I'm asking. Do you guys think?
I mean, every single advancement in this world is based off a theory. So, like, it can't be that loony. I mean, obviously, the pyramids being built with dinosaurs. Hell,
I'm not going.
Absolutely.
The moon's
nuts.
A projection.
I'm just saying, like, in a general, you know, summary of all that. You know what I mean? Not like.
Just to be labeled that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care.
Me neither. I don't think it's that loony. I mean, I don't think it's that bad anymore.
Yeah. It depends. If you're throwing me into a bucket with Alex Jones, I'm offended.
Well, we've talked, though. I mean, sometimes Alex Jones, I mean, he says some stuff, though, that's not
But he also believes in interdimensional child molesters. So, like, there's a line somewhere, right?
But we're just talking about the generalization. We're talking about bringing everything into a whole,
I know, though. But so when you call somebody that, though, you're grouping them in with people.
Okay.
And that's what the CIA wanted to do, right?
Exactly.
That's his whole, goes back to the heart of his theory.
Make a bad
they wanted anybody with a reasonable conspiracy theory to be grouped in with people like Alex Jones, who... Even.
Well, kind of like the UFO hunter dude. Remember when that was messed up. But so I mean, I 100% believe this.
I'm on it too.
100%. I think this is like actually fact. I don't know.
I think.
John, where you at?
This might not even
if
be.
If you
a
give
conspiracy.
A percentage, what are you thinking
about the CIA doing it for a reason?
No, just turning the conspiracy theories, you know, like in purposely turning into a negative.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Because if they can turn that into a negative that catches fire and then everybody thinks it's a negative, then it goes away.
Yeah. Then you can discredit a million threats.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And they say, hey, Keith might say something that's like dead on. And they were like, we don't know what he's talking about. He's just a conspiracy theorist. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. It's a conspiracy. Yeah. That guy is just crazy.
Yeah, it might be. Who knows?
Then it comes out that actually there are interdimensional child molester. I'm just joking.
I will eat my socks.
I'm joking. The day that Alex Jones is 100% right, Griff will literally
eat
go
my
into
socks.
A hole.
I'll take them off my feet and I'll eat them.
He would go into a hole.
God, I am gonna dive deep in Alex Jones' conspiracy theories. I want to see awesome. This dude.
No, I'm sure he's a couple things right, no, but
like, we gotta record.
If
Griff
you throw 100 million things up against the wall, one of them's gonna stick every now.
John, how much would you pay for a video of Griffith literally eating his socks that he?
I don't know. I've seen you do some fucked up shit.
Let's
Griffith.
Start the bidding, shall we?
I don't know. I mean, the amount of things that I've seen you do, I just. Yeah. I mean, do I really need to pay for the sock video?
I mean,
let me see that shit for free. Let's go. Free,
Tim's backtracking already on this bet. Yeah. I'm gonna find something.
Give you a bag of weed and he's been right about certain things.
Right. He's not like.
No, he's not 100% credible.
He's not 2% credible, all right? He might be 1% credible.
Griffith has some serious...
But that 1% means you're going to eat a sock.
We may be more credible. We're more credible than Alex Jones, all right?
So you're saying,
I'm putting that out there.
So you're saying there's a chance...
You're going to eat this sock.
I'm not eating a sock. I don't know why I did this.
All right, well, man, I think we all are on the same page on this one.
Yeah, Griffith's eating a sock.
Hey, if you're out there, man, let us know.
No socks.
No, I'm talking about the conspiracy, obviously.
Yeah,
if you're
I'm
out
talking
there,
about my socks.
Let us know what you think. And, let us know if you want to eat... if we get an overwhelming support for Griffith to eat his socks, I think it's only right that we make you eat your sock.
Not eating my socks.
I'll let you dip it in ranch or something.
Maybe.
It up.
I think we should do like
I can cut it up. I can get a fork and knife.
Yeah,
That was very generous of you.
No, I'll give you some scissors. It'd be easier to do it with scissors.
Okay.
All right, but you have to run like 2 miles beforehand, though.
No, gross, dude. No, he can eat a clean sock.
Oh. Can I wash anybody it? Can eat a clean sock. That's fine.
Can anybody eat a clean sock?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to go down great, but you can do it. I mean, the point is that you got to wear one that you eat it that you at least wore all day or something.
My dogs have eaten socks before. They're okay.
So. Yeah, dogs love socks. That's a real thing.
It's fine, Griff. Out of all you've been through,
if my dog
your
can
immune
do it,
system's
I can,
pretty high.
I'm telling you.
I feel
I've
like we just
it.
Slowly talked him into eating a sock.
You didn't.
I mean, for instance, you live in the basement of Sam and Rick's house.
Keith, if the podcast
well, they live in the upstairs. They live in the upstairs of my house.
I said that wrong. I immediately regretted that.
You fool.
We get some people commenting. Hey,
you know what I'm talking
I'll
about.
I'll give you five. I'll give you five. Who knows what happens?
Dude. Yeah, I'll throw $5 on that.
Hey, listen.
I'm done talking about eating socks.
Hey, if you're out there, listen. No, this is funny. Listen,
we need a collection for Tim to eat his socks, guys.
Yes.
Put the money on the comments. Let's go.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell
Can
you
we talk about whales or something?
I'll tell you how we'll do it right here. If you're out there, let us know. Either email us or on any of the social media platforms, man. Use the... we have, obviously we use the hashtag ABC Pod. That's, we check all that stuff. But you know, hashtag Griff eats his socks or something like that. We'll check it out. Maybe we'll start something and then we'll go from there.
That'd we be might hilarious. Advertise this episode just so we can get enough support for you to eat your socks.
I don't know how well you guys know me. If there's not enough support in the world.
You would eat socks. If somebody, if we had the pot going for about $250,
back
bucks,
in
you'd eat socks.
College for a little bit of money, I might have done it. But now I'm a dignified adult.
Oh,
and I will not be doing.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll see if we get some hashtags.
I know. Yeah. I took some hits to the face for a couple dollars back in the day, but this is different.
A couple hits.
This is different.
That was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah,
unreal, dude. McVay hits like a bitch.
Can't hit for shit.
You guys ever seen that?
Okay, let's get on to some weekly weirdness, man. I think we're all on the same page about the theory. And like I said, hit us up if you got anything to say or any comments about Griff. On to the weekly weirdness. Who wants to start us off?
I can go. Or you want to go, Keith?
Go for it, bro.
Okay. So I just found a story, and I can only talk about one of these guys, but the headline reads, it's Japanese man. There's a second Japanese man in 3 days stabs himself to avoid going to work.
I feel that guy.
Second guy in 3 days did this.
God, man. Okay, no.
How bad would your day at work have to be? Like, before you stabbed yourself?
Holy shit.
I'll tell you what. Right? I thought all week that I had a terrible week, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And,
yeah.
Just enjoy the work that you do. How hard is it?
I think you worked at a pastry shop or something.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad.
Right?
Free pastries.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Where'd he stab himself?
In the elbow thing.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how you can stab yourself too deeply there.
Well, you can't. Maybe you can't bake with an elbow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, without an elbow.
I guess.
Maybe that's crucial to the baking process. I don't know.
Instead of tennis elbow, you got bakery elbow.
You got baker's elbow. Dude.
Yeah, baker's elbow, man.
How are you supposed to roll that dough and stuff out?
You can't do it, man. Can't be done. He then called the cops. They asked him a few questions. They started asking some harder questions when they found the bloody knife on him.
Took him to a psych ward.
Then he admitted that I did it myself because I didn't want to go to work today.
So, man, that is fucked.
You know what?
Two and 3 days, Japan.
You got to respect this guy's honesty, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain point.
I don't think I would have ever cracked about that.
Yeah, no.
I don't respect the guy for a whole lot. Stabbing himself.
I was going
to
say.
I mean, to a certain point.
Dude's fucked up.
This guy, I don't know, man. we've all been there before, where, at least with work or school, you know, whatever. We've all thought of, like, some crazy stuff. It doesn't mean we've done it, but we thought it.
And like grandma died.
This guy thought some crazy stuff. He actually did it. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
At least he follows through.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to respect him to a certain point, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Keith, what you got
over
there?
I really don't, though.
Oh, okay. So, I think flying transportation is here, man. I found this story on the internet.
They're called planes. Duh.
Ooh,
oh.
Griff.
Sorry. Personal flying. Okay, so.
Personal planes.
Personal planes, yeah. So, in Italy, they have a concept for a drone that seats two people and head speeds of 120 miles an hour.
Damn.
Now, this looks like a UFO, guys.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That looks exactly like a UFO.
Yeah, so this is an actual concept. Would you guys buy one of these?
A lot of rotors in that thing.
I mean, depending on the price.
No, you would not.
Oh, dude.
Ride in one? You got to be out of your mind. Of course I'd ride in one.
Yeah, dude.
You said it's a drone, though. So,
well,
it doesn't have the controls in it. It's flown from a secondary
not
location.
Not really sure, to tell you the truth. I mean, if I'm flying it, I better be in control of it.
Yeah, but if it's a drone, I think that means you're not.
But you still control it from a secondary location.
Which, I don't know if you would. It might not have room for the controls and stuff in there because probably is very...
Okay. I see what you're saying now.
They're probably
balancing
a fine line of weight on that thing.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, look at this concept, though.
It looks like an alien.
You drop out from underneath this thing?
You drop out from underneath it. They're trying to make a UFO.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, <that's, laughs> I mean, this could be fake news. I don't even know.
It might be, but I'm not sure either.
But I'm buying one, man.
Okay.
There's no doubt in my mind, dude. I'm all in on this thing, man.
Okay.
It's always been a dream of mine to fly.
Flying cars.
Oh, yeah.
Some Jetson style stuff.
Like, let's take my ATV to the country. Like, no, let's take my whatever the fuck.
Take my drone out,
whatever you call it. Yeah, let's take my drone out, yeah.
I was actually listening to an interview. It was on Star Talk. They went Neil deGrasse Tyson and Elon Musk, and they had a little conversation about flying cars. And basically, Elon Musk shits on that dream. That. Of course, he owns a land car company, so maybe don't.
He's trying
him.
To go to the moon. He's like, screw that. He's trying to go to Mars. Oh, Mars. That's what I meant.
He's trying to fly people around the moon soon. Though.
Oh, okay.
Like, what is it? Like paying? Like two people are actually paying to be flown around
the moon. It's pretty nuts.
It's pretty badass.
The thing that you have to worry about with the flying cars thing and all that. Now you have to worry about things falling on your head.
Yeah.
When you're walking on the
street.
I was
thinking the same thing, man. Like, there's
something we don't have to worry about now.
I mean,
that's true.
Obviously, they're going to have parachutes on these things.
Yeah, I guess.
And they're light enough. So, I mean.
If it goes down a certain way, though, still. And if you're not looking and that thing's quietly coming down with a parachute, it's still going to hurt. It's still going to hurt pretty bad.
Ah, fucking. I'm going with it, man.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I want to fly.
One, two.
All right, let's move on here. guys, I got some news for you. I don't know if you guys know this is possible. I didn't know this was a thing. But Crayola is officially retiring one of their colors.
What color?
Macaroni and cheese.
Indigo.
Pissed.
Is it indigo? No. Never liked indigo.
Crayola is retiring one of the classic shades of yellow. The company announced that the color dandelion yellow will be retiring. This is the third time, only the third time in Crayola's long history that it has dropped or officially retired a color. And it's the first time that it has removing a color from the box of 24.
I'm so curious what the other two were.
I don't know.
Were they like something horribly racist?
Guys, Crayola has been around. I didn't know this either, but Crayola has been around since 1903.
Okay? Is it an American company?
And yeah, it was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, cool.
Since 1903, this is going to be the third color that they've, what makes you retire? I'm putting air quotes on this, retire a color. Like why
there's
retire
gotta be
the
some,
color?
Like psychology.
Did they take a survey of small children and they just weren't having it with this?
No, but even a John says, if you think of yellow, the first thing you think of is macaroni yellow, right? That's a real, is that real?
I was
real
macaroni and cheese.
I think
it's a real color.
The first thing I think of, it might be weird, but a conspiracy.
Oh.
I mean, Crayolas have been around forever, dude. Like, how else are you going to get new hype besides getting rid of a color?
Keith, I think you might be the guy giving conspiracy theorists a bad name.
I know that helicopters are starting to make sense now.
There's a reason why
they are, dude. Yeah. They are. But think about it, though,
you came walking up after the shooting, but like, before the helicopters. I just find that weird.
Like, coincidence.
How well can you market a product that's been around since 1903?
You don't even have to market Crayola.
Yeah, you don't.
They sell themselves.
But like, you know, there's so much other shit now, like iPads, you can just doodle on those. Like, how else are you going to market Crayolas besides, oh, we're going to do this crazy thing we haven't done in a long
time. They got themselves
in
the news. I don't know. I feel like they're probably still on every school supply list for little kids and stuff.
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt about it. And they got adult coloring books and stuff now.
Yeah,
those are huge.
Yeah, that's weird.
We should weigh in on that at some point.
Why don't you like go like
adult coloring books?
Oh, in public, like people at Bradco, you see
they're
like coloring
it's
and
a huge
shit.
Thing.
I'm like,
what people
what?
Color in public,
dude? It's huge.
Oh man, millennials
are weird. Generation loves these things and it's bizarre.
God damn,
and that is bizarre. You guys should definitely talk about that.
It's weird. Yeah,
yeah, but I'm thinking this conspiracy,
that might be
bros.
A conspiracy.
Hey, could be.
I think it is, dude. I think it's a marketing scheme. I really do.
That's a good point.
I'm sure it is, man.
It's a marketing scheme.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
To our listeners who are very concerned, we'll get back to you on this. We're gonna crack this.
Talk about dandelion yellow. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Maybe just that's another shade of yellow.
Maybe that's why they got rid of it.
Little Susie might
care. No one
care.
Cares about it.
Little Susie will get over it pretty soon.
Screw you, Little Susie. Screw you.
Little Susie won't even remember this. Wow, I'm not going to go that far, Tim.
Yeah.
I don't even
have
a audience.
I'm just being a dick.
Let's move on. You guys got anything else over there?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I mean, I just feel like we have to talk about this Atlanta Bridge.
What?
You guys haven't seen this?
He's all about the architecture. Louis. Last week was a building. This week's a bridge.
Hit me with it.
No.
Did a bridge collapse?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh,
like on one of the busiest stretches of highway in the United States.
Well, shit, man.
Atlanta, the I-85.
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Damn.
Oh, it's breaking.
I was watching the news earlier.
I don't even know, dude. But like, there were flames under it, and it burnt to the ground. Like, two expansion joints, right, going across the bridge.
Yeah,
like perfectly fell, man. It was nuts. Like, yeah, you guys haven't really?
No, I was watching the news earlier, and I can't believe I didn't see anything about this.
So yeah, a major section of a bridge fell yesterday, guys. Nobody injured. Everybody's fine.
Okay, well, that's a miracle, though. Huh?
Yeah. Well, there was a major fire roaring under it for like.
So
I guess
the major fire didn't hurt anybody. You know that?
No. I would guess like, well, you're in a vehicle and like you still get to drive, so you can go straight across.
I guess you can get away. You have an easy escape route.
Yeah. So I just thought that was nuts, man.
Dude, those people that were like stopped beforehand were probably like that was some Final Destination type shit.
Probably
where they were just like, whoa. Okay, I'm gonna go buy a lottery ticket. For all you people out there that were close or about to get on that bridge, go buy a lottery ticket.
But like, supposedly this thing was started by like PVC pipe. Like, how does that happen, dude?
I don't know. We have a failing infrastructure in this country.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't need to go into detail.
Ask an engineer,
on that.
I guess.
Yeah.
We're the wrong guys engineer. About that.
Very true. I just thought that was. I just thought it was some crazy shit, boys.
Yeah. No, it was. Griff, what do you got over there?
So the second country, so India and New Zealand have recently given the status of a person, human being, to two rivers.
What?
Yeah, in both countries.
What?
In like the last month, they both independently have done this.
Wait, they did what? So, wait, explain.
They have given rivers the rights of a person.
I wonder how a river votes.
Yeah, like what do you mean? Do they vote there?
I feel like they move all over.
That's so true. New Zealand for sure.
India for sure does too. India is the biggest democracy on the planet.
Well, okay. Can we explain? Can we get into some specific things? Like what? What is that?
Well, giving the cows like a right to a retirement home?
Yeah, really. 401ks and stuff. Like.
So it's religious.
They do have.
It's they're both because they're religious. So the New Zealand one is the Mao people.
Sure.
I think Disney just made a movie about these people. So, but
no, that was Hawaiian.
It's okay.
Nonsense. And I'm stereotyping. And
you're talking about New Zealand,
right? Yeah, this guy. Yeah,
they're Kiwis, bro.
Okay. Whatever.
Sure.
It said the Mao people, though.
Oh, I'm sure there's probably some indigenous tribes.
Yeah, it's the indigenous people.
I got you. Okay.
Just say indigenous people.
Okay. Well, there's indigenous people everywhere. But yeah, so they have like ancient religious reasons, but they give them the rights of people, and
that's
like
interesting.
There's people who are guardians, like their parents, to these rivers.
Wow. Oh, you talking about okay?
Oh,
so
you
like,
talking about the creeks going into the rivers?
I wasn't, but that's clever, very clever, Keith.
Or are you talking about?
That's my stepdad. What the fuck? Who did he hit? You know, like how did that work out?
Instead of a family tree, you got a family river now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you guys ever seen the movie The Mummy? Any of the mummies?
All of them.
It's like those guys in the black robes that protect the city.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
These are badasses.
Yeah, shout out to that movie. That's one of my all-time favorites, just saying.
That movie's kind of scary, dude. When they got them things crawling up his arm and shit.
Those beetle things?
I couldn't do that. I had to turn it off.
I swear
to
God, I got a problem. Every time they play that movie on TV, which is a million times a week, I watch it every time. I have to.
Yeah, I hate Brendan Fraser, but I love those movies.
It's the only thing he ever did that was awesome. It was cool. Well, that's funny. Griff, I'm gonna have to look that one up. I want to see what rights they get. You know, if they get
how are we gonna talk about the cows running through North St. Louis?
Go ahead,
John. That's
not weird.
Oh, with
something,
John.
Oh yeah.
Like, where the hell do those cows come from?
Explain, John.
No, I don't have anything.
Well, what?
I mean, there was cows. Literally, I saw a video. This girl was in her car. This lady. And she was very surprised, but I mean, there was cows running around North St. Louis, like,
I think
in the middle of the street.
Yeah. I think I heard something. They escaped a slaughterhouse
up
north.
Yeah, they did.
Good for them. They're running for their lives. Yeah. They deserve. Send them to India. Let them go to their retirement home over
there. They can hang out on the river.
Yeah.
They'll be good.
Dude, I posed this question, though.
Probably
like,
got shot.
If I kill this cow in my backyard, is it my cow? Do I get to eat it?
I don't think so.
I'm going to say 100% no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whose property is it after
the
running?
The slaughterhouses.
They probably got tags on it.
Yeah, you're right. They
tag all
some
that
chip or something. But I have a little footage. I have footage from the lady and there's a guy in this Emerson truck. He just says something really funny. I don't know what it is, but I remember it being funny.
You about to play it?
We'll just play it. It's like a 4-second thing.
Hold it right up to your microphone.
Listen close.
Hold it up to you. There.
Got this lady and there's cows and shit. I don't know.
So he's bulls. On the north side.
People are honking. What do you say? What kind of shit is that?
What kind of shit is this? I just thought that was hilarious.
People are honking at the cows. Out,
man. Well, it's when funny. You're watching the video, it's wild, yeah. man. Like,
if you're out there, you should look this up because I saw some funny videos too of at least like cops. They were in like four SUVs trying to box in a cow.
Yeah.
And these four SUVs, so they're trying to box in these. They're like cop Yukons or whatever they are, and they're trying to box this cow in. But they can't get too close because they don't want to run into each other's car. And then the cow just kind of like slips out one of the sides. And they're like, God damn, everyone's like backing up. And it's like just kind of chaos. But it's funny though. It's
hilarious. They didn't train us for this.
They move left to right better than you think. You know, they can stop and go.
I just don't imagine cows being out there. Very nimble creatures.
They're not nimble, but you know, when they're out on the run, they're actually running, you know. So people think that they're just like, you know, slow mo, but if they're like out, they're like, fuck this. I'm going, you know,
they can hurt your car.
Get up.
Hell yeah. Those things, how much do those weigh?
A lot.
Too much?
A lot. Yeah.
Too much, yeah.
Got to be over 1,000 pounds.
I would think
sure.
so. Yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna bring it back. Fast. We haven't had one in a while, but I think it's time for a Florida story.
We are going to Florida!
Griff's hailing him. Wow.
He's the king. You're Grace.
So this Florida guy, you guys might have seen this actually. I think it kind of went viral. And I'm not 100% sure if it's like real or what. I think it's real, but there's a YouTube video out there, so go check it out. But a Florida man was arrested, obviously. But for all things, I'm going to give you one guess for what he was arrested for. Griff, what do you got?
Oh, man.
Just first thing that comes to your head.
He tried to have sex with an alligator.
Wow. Griff, I mean, Keith, what do you got? Same thing?
Oh, my God. I was thinking that, but...
what the heck? We did too much. You guys are weird.
My next guess was meth.
Meth? Okay, John, what
meth
do you got?
Meth was my first thing. Wow. Dude. You guys, I swear.
There's some serious brainwaves activity going on. Connection.
Especially
right?
on Florida. Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, I
got news for you.
Meth and alligators. That's my first thought.
Right? That's hilarious.
So true.
You guys are all
months
wrong.
And months of Florida reporting.
And I was hating on you. I was hating on him for having the same idea, Griffin. Then I had the same idea as you.
Well, you're all wrong.
That's bad.
He was arrested for eating pancakes in the middle of the street.
What? How is that a crime?
Was he on
blocking traffic?
If that's wrong, I don't want to be right. Seriously.
I mean, yeah, if he's blocking traffic.
A Florida man, a Florida man was arrested after being videotaped setting up a makeshift table. He had one of those like TV dinner trays.
Oh.
Just brought it out there with him into the intersection. He's actually
awesome.
No shirt. He's wearing pajama pants and slippers. And he's just peacefully eating his pancakes.
Dude.
But it just so happens to be in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, my God.
What time was this?
Rush hour. It's got to be morning rush hour.
It's in the morning, it looks like.
Oh, God.
It says this is in Lakeland, Florida. And it says there's a video on here, and it says Kieran, I'm going to pronounce that wrong, but Kieran Thomas was seated shirtless wearing green pajamas at a collapsible table on Memorial Boulevard in Lakeland, Florida, pouring syrup on his hotcakes and eating them. Onlookers can be heard laughing. Oh, he's only 21. So, I mean, I'm sure it was a joke, but I don't think he expected to get arrested or anything. But it kind of...
Get on my YouTube channel, dudes.
You got to expect to get arrested.
It went... so he was given... he was arrested or... Maybe he wasn't arrested, but he gave at least a ticket, I think. But he's given a court date to appear for charges of disrupting the flow of traffic and placing an obstruction in a roadway. So I just thought...
For some hotcakes, man.
Just for some pancakes, man. The guy, he wanted some breakfast. He just chose the wrong place to eat him, I guess.
Well,
I think he chose the right place, personally.
The right place?
Yes.
This guy's obviously retarded.
I think he's a genius. An evil genius.
Well,
but
that's absurd.
That's absurd.
He got
some, says a lot about you, Tim.
He's an evil genius. Sorry.
Well, he definitely got some YouTube views out of this.
Can I ask you guys? You guys ever call pancakes hotcakes?
No,
I never call them
hotcakes.
That's
not a St. Louis
thing. It's always pancakes.
I think
it's pancakes for sure.
A real Southern thing, I think, right?
When I said that?
Yeah.
When I said it, I was like, am I at McDonald's? Like, why the fuck did I just say hotcakes?
Did it feel weird?
It did, honestly. It did. I swear, I thought about it after I said it. I was like, I don't know why I just said hotcakes.
Yeah, you know, I just reading the thing, but I know. Yeah, that is not a Midwestern thing at all, I don't think.
No.
So, dude just set up shop, middle of traffic.
Yeah.
Busy intersection.
What's wrong with the people in Florida? You guys ever listen to, like, Riz show or whatnot?
We have a theory.
Headline Hoosier?
We have a theory.
John,
I would like to hear this theory.
John, it's episode, like, 5 or something.
Yeah,
something
brain-eating amoebas?
There was been a lot of brain-eating amoebas found in water in Florida.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
So, yeah.
I'll listen to episode 5. I'll check it out.
Don't quote me on that. It's It's somewhere in there.
I mean, I don't know, but John, you know how they, when they say there must be something in the water? There literally is something in the water.
A small creature that eats their brains.
Maybe it's meth. They blame us for the meth. You know, up here, it's like, well,
I think Jefferson County is like the meth capital, or was the meth capital of the USA.
For right? I think it got changed, actually. Yeah. I think they cleaned Jeffco up.
So it's probably Springfield, Missouri now. Guys, we got to keep it in state.
The Boogans.
Yep. It's actually funny that you bring that up, John, because it's going to lead into the last story that I got.
That's great.
It's not meth related, but pretty close. Did you guys hear about these parrots?
Crack?
These wild parrots?
No.
That are attacking farmers... poppy seed fields. It's India, maybe.
Are they getting fucked up?
Yeah,
I heard about it.
So apparently, if you these poppy seed plants. Here, let me read this. What happens is that. Oh yeah, we're in India, by the way. The farmers, when it's time to, I guess, produce these poppy seed plants, whatever. I'm not sure. They're really weird looking things, but they you have to slit. You have to slit the, it's like a plant where like a stalk comes up and then there's a big ball at the top. Just imagine that. They have to slit the ball so that the flowers produce inside of this poppy seed. Like that's how it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, these parrots, hundreds, and you can see, you can look this all up on YouTube video too. Hundreds of these wild parrots wait until these farmers, they only do it for like 1 month of the year because that's the only time when these farmers slit these poppy seed plants. And they go in there and they jump and they basically nuzzle in and they bust open that slit and then they get to the stalk of the plant and they break the stalk and that produces basically opium.
Yeah.
And so they're getting like really, really, really high, like really fucked up. And what is also interesting is these are wild parrots. And if you don't know wild parrots, they make a lot of noise, but not these parrots. They've, over the years, they have figured out, they're actually, and you can check these YouTube videos where they're swooping in stuff, they're completely silent. They don't make any noise.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're doing.
Maybe they're just also they're
zooted.
Well, that's what happens. Okay, so here's
take
here's
a couple bike and see if you want to talk.
That's fucking crazy.
India's government is very upset because they come to agreements with these farmers where they have to produce a certain amount of poppy seed and stuff per they make literally agreements. Oh, and these parrots are destroying it. Well, here's the thing. The parrots are kind of they're starting to kill themselves because
Are they ODing?
They get so high that they fall out of the tree and die. Yeah. They go to the top of these trees and they die. Or they get so high that they kind of just sit there and something eats them because they're so easy.
They're defenseless?
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's going to be a shortage in poppy seeds?
India's hurting right now because parrots are getting, they're addicted.
Got to be some kind of insider trading going on. Parrots
got it bad, huh?
Their poppy seeds are struggling because they have a drug-addled parrot population.
Yeah, wild drug-addled.
That's one hell of a sentence.
It's kind
of
crazy.
That's something else.
Dude, I think
that's the best story of the night there. That's tough.
I'm going to buy stock in poppy seed.
Oh, yeah?
There's going to be a shortage.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might be late.
It's going to be a shortage.
You might be late.
I could be late, dude. I need to pay more attention to global trends.
Yeah, well, they're saying...
You need to pay attention to these druggy parrots.
They're saying right now, they're saying these parrots are eating up to as much as 10% of the total poppy seed crop. So...
Dude.
Damn.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Dude,
yeah.
Burger King burgers, they're going to go up. Heavy buns got poppy seeds on them.
I mean, if you were one of those farmers, what's your first thing that you're going to do? Start killing the parrots, right?
Well, fuck yeah.
Then the parrots are going to go extinct. Then you got animal people on your farm with signs and shit.
The parrots aren't killing
Save the parrots.
The parrots aren't going extinct. The problem is, though.
Yeah.
They're small, and there's so many of them that it'd be really hard to kill.
They're actually very fast. Yeah, they're not like the parrot
that
you see.
Dude, give me a 12
gauge. Not at all.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
John, give me how many are you going to knock down, man?
And we're talking about
how many shells I got.
There's probably hundreds of thousands of these things.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And you got to remember.
He knows what I'm talking about. You put enough people out there with guns, dude, we're going to kill them.
Yeah, some people
there's no doubt about it.
Well, you got to remember, we're also talking about very rural India, too.
They're gonna fuck them up.
Well, I mean, I don't know
tigers loose out
anything about India, but I can guarantee they're not allowed to have guns. So yeah, this is gonna be like a dramatic thing. This is gonna be a terrible.
But I just
thing.
Thought it was I thought it was kind of crazy because you know they're obviously not shooting them. That's why they're having this problem. So that's
exactly
a powerful pellet gun. Could probably do
that. Oh god.
Okay, let's not get into that. I'll tell you what, before we do our shout outs and roll out of here or whatever, does anybody else have anything else that they'd like to throw out there? Any good stuff that they're thinking of?
No.
right, well, thinking about parrots right before, now.
Yeah, see, I'm, before, I'm thinking about hunting parrots right now. I'm like a blind popping up.
Put the wrong image in there.
I ain't going to be in the blind. I'm going to be in the stalk with just camoed out, you know?
How do you think parrot meat tastes? Ready.
Probably terrible.
Yeah, probably bad, especially these are drugged up parrots. So
oh, yeah. You don't want to eat those. Yeah,
you're going to be high.
Yeah, you might actually.
Yeah, they're a nuisance. Get them out of here. All right.
They might be good meat, but you're going to fail your next drug test. That's for sure.
Timmy, we don't need that.
We don't.
No. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we get into the shout-outs, I'm not even going to talk about it, but I highly suggest, if you're out there, one of the stories that I came across, and it's kind of been gaining some steam, go out there and look up the show, I think it was Fox, but the TV show Eden. Did you guys hear about how they left the contestants out in the wilderness?
Okay. Nope. Yes, I did.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it, but go look it up. Basically, there was a survival show where these people lived literally in the woods or the forest or whatever, and it was a completely live on your own. It was like a study show, and it was supposed to be like a year, I think. And they ended up staying out there for like 10 months, but I believe the show canceled after like 3 and didn't tell them and just left the people and just left. They just left. They didn't tell anybody.
They're right.
Yeah, so go look that up.
Dude, I feel like there's going to be a big lawsuit about this.
It should.
They just left people.
Unless, if they survived,
this
right?
is part of the show, is what I'm thinking.
Oh.
Oh, get some attention, bro.
Yeah. So marketing team, has bro.
To be. It has to
We're
be
not going
to
talk about it. I just wanted to throw it out there. If you're out there, go look it up. Okay. What? The show is called Eden, by the way. E-D-E-N. Check it out.
Okay.
All right. Shout-outs. What do you guys got?
Somebody else go.
Keith, you got anything?
Not off the top of my head right now. Give me a second.
I got you right here. I'll start our shout out this week. Man, shout out. We're doing a local shout out to
right on.
The people over at Webster University.
What are they doing?
They just won. Webster University just won their 5th chess championship in a row.
Woo!
Let me
big thanks.
Let me throw you some stats real quick, man.
We used to go off school.
Hit me with
them
chess stats.
Webster University chess team just won its 5th consecutive national championship this weekend at the 2017 President's Cup Collegiate Chess Tournament in New York City. Shout out right there, man.
Bobby
Shout
Fischer.
Out.
Bobby Fischer. That's the only chess player you know.
Do you know any other ones?
The IBM computer.
That's
Watson. Okay.
He has a name.
No, the one that lost to the Russian dude.
Watson.
Was it Watson?
I think, Watson.
Okay.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. But what up, Webster?
Webster is the only, they're the only university in the history of the President's Cup, also known as the Final Four tournament for the chess world, to win 5 consecutive championships. But even on top of shout out, man, shout out to the coach, which in chess they call the Grand Master, which is all pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Dude, that's a dope nickname.
Whoa. Every coach is a Grand Master? I thought the grandmasters were like...
There can only be one.
Or they just like,
right. chess, like Highlanders.
They're just chess geniuses. I don't know, but guess what?
I thought they were like the winner of the top guy in the world.
Okay, well, maybe. I just figured it was a coach.
Maybe
name.
This dude's the top dude in the world.
Maybe. All right. Well, this, our grandmaster, this was their 7th consecutive championship. So I guess they, before Webster, I don't know. I don't know how that works, but...
Damn.
Also, I want to give a shout out. Oh, by the way, look at this. They said the competition, the final competition, when it came down to it, the total lasted 13 hours. These people played chess. 13 straight hours they played chess to win this. I mean, that is some mental endurance.
That's
right
tough.
There.
Yeah.
That's and tough. Last thing before I get out of here, shout out they the top 5, man. So this is the top 5 that ended up winning in the national rankings. Webster came in first. Texas Tech came in second. But number 3. St. Louis University.
Whoa.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, so if two you, in the top 3?
If you didn't know about St. Louis, apparently we're a chess city. I like that. I'm cool with that.
Hey, Vianney, man.
I dig
man.
That, dude.
We got days off school for that.
Really?
Oh, what? Yeah. We'd be pumped, chess? Man. Those kids, the chess kids would be so pumped because they would be so popular that day. Like, once they won and we knew we were going to get off school because they won, there's not Word. Another day that was like bad. That was the best day of their life.
Vianney was different. It was awesome. Areas.
Yeah, we didn't have any chess
didn't
champs.
Chess.
No. Yeah.
We weren't smart enough
we
to handle chess.
We had
ping
pong club, I think.
Yeah, we didn't play ping pong.
Guys, a little bit different.
Yeah, well,
that's
we
hilarious.
Didn't have that great of a, you know, we weren't that smart. But
hey, shout out.
The
man.
Chess team, dude, yeah. I mean, shout out to them. I'm going to shout out to the Vianney chess
yeah,
player.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yes.
Thank you, guys. You got me like 3 days off school. We partied in my backyard. Like, it was awesome.
Okay.
Got as drunk as we could before our parents came home, you know.
That's what's up.
It was good days.
I might have been over there and then gone to school.
I was
going to
say,
Griff
was probably there. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Let's keep it moving. Shout outs. Who you guys got?
David Humphrey.
Oh.
About to graduate.
Hey.
About to graduate the police academy, doing big things.
Okay.
So. Good for you, Officer Dave.
Okay. Hey, shout out. Shout out to Humps. Okay.
Yeah, third week in a row, Cardinals baseball. Wow. Starting off Sunday, baby.
He's taking over.
So ready.
He's taking over the humpback whales. Now he's turning into Cardinals baseball over here.
Yeah, he's doing it every week.
That's okay. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, don't be.
I just gave a shout out to Humps. Not a humpback whale.
No, I see what you did.
But they're close.
I see what you did.
Oh, God.
I see what you did.
A little bit different, I guess.
Okay. You got anything more on that? No?
No, just...
John, what about you? You got anybody, anything to shout out? Anything like that?
I mean, no. The Vianney Chess team, that's a great shout out.
Okay.
Same as Ping
Pong. Off school, man, that was priceless.
No, I mean, got you. I got you.
The friends on top, everybody else.
Yeah.
But other than that, just our friends, man. Staying strong.
Okay. You got anything that you want to plug? Anything going on with you that you want to release? Nothing like that?
Did you drop a new mixtape anytime? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about it. No.
Well, if you do.
Everybody's doing it right now.
Colin McNeil just bought a new house.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to him. Hey, good for him. Hey, shout out.
Good for him.
That's cool. Shout out. That's cool.
Okay.
It's cool when you see friends doing that. You know.
Big things, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, man. We'll get out of here. It sounds like the chopper went away, so...
So Keith might be able to leave.
Yeah, Keith, I think you're safe to go.
Whew.
We'll let you go.
Still might want to change that hoodie or something.
Yeah, I got some clothes upstairs.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Listen, man, we appreciate you guys all checking in. Hit us up, Facebook, Twitter. You know the deal. SoundCloud, iTunes. Give us a rate and review. Let us know how we're doing. We brought John back. Let John know how he did, man.
Appreciate that. I would love to hear it. More behaved this time, may I add.
No, John.
More behaved.
Almost, you're all good. Almost sedated this time, if you will.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Too calm.
Too much.
You've been in the poppy seed fields, John.
You've been great. You hanging out with those parrots, dude?
Yeah.
Those parrots are bad influence, John. Stay away from those parrots.
Don't you worry about what I'm doing.
John's getting them imported now. But, check us out. And like I've been saying, check out the new Instagram. And if you're on Twitter or Instagram, or you're one of those weird people that do hashtags on Facebook like we sometimes do, hashtag ABC Pod, it'll go straight to us. The email is anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Let us know what you're thinking, how you're feeling, if you got any crazy stories. We're still going on that. So, with all that being said, we hope you guys have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Deuces.
Later.